Track 19, Unit 5, Listening 1, Cars and Cities.
There can be few inventions that we know of today that have transformed the cities as much as the automobile. I say this because in the United States of America, where I'm from, it is currently estimated that almost one half of all land in cities is dedicated in one way or another to cars. Streets, roads, parking lots, gas stations, traffic signals, traffic signs, and companies devoted to the automobile industry are such a part of the modern city that we barely notice them. How did cars take over our cities? Let me give you a clear example. If we look at the history of urban growth in the United States, we can see that our cities have gradually evolved due to the automobile. Historians divide the late 19th and 20th centuries into three periods. First were the walking cities. This was the model pre-1880. Cities were small and compact, and they featured a mixture of residences and workplaces. People were expected to walk to work, and the rich resided in the center of the cities. This model was the same for many cities around the world that were built more than 200 years ago. The next key period in the development of transportation in the city lasted between 1880 and 1920. The walking city was superseded by the streetcar city. Cities were feeling the impact of industrialization and the arrival of thousands of immigrants to work in the factories. For instance, the upper classes began to flee the city center to live in newly created suburbs. Cities grew, but around public transportation lines, such as trolleys and streetcars. This period came to an end when the automobile became more and more available. The automobile's impact was enormous. Let me explain the reasons why I say that. Suddenly, people had access, individually, to all kinds of places previously difficult to get to. You could transport yourself and your family wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted. You could access the countryside or go away for the weekend. Most importantly, you didn't need to live close to the place where you worked. So the growth of the suburbs was no longer limited to places served by public transportation. Urban sprawl accelerated rapidly. As more and more individuals bought cars, more and more government policies in urban development began to change. The automobile, coupled with the arrival of long-distance forms of communication, such as the telephone and telegraph, meant that cities could continue to expand and become progressively more decentralized. The suburbs became pushed out further and further. Governments also began to build freeways and highways, great roads that would transport people to and from the workplaces in the city, as well as linking cities with each other. The most famous example of this in American history was the Federal Interstate Highway Act of 1956, which encouraged further urban sprawl across the continent. The automobile had transformed the landscape into real estate. Empty land, now connected by roads and cars, could gain value and be sold. For the rest of the 20th century, the automobile continued to dominate urban growth, both in the United States, but also, arguably, around the world. However, in the face of worsening traffic congestion, urban decay, lack of efficient public transportation, and the scarcity of oil, we have to urgently reconsider our relationship with cars. The European Union, in a 2011 white paper on transportation, revealed that they wanted to eliminate conventionally fueled cars from all cities by 2050. It is commonly understood that people would have to rely on electric cars or on public transportation. Moves such as these and others around the world suggest that we may be about to shift towards a fourth type of city, the post-automobile city. The post-automobile city is not car-free, but is redesigned to offer infrastructure for pedestrians and those who desire to live without cars. There are more parks, gardens, pathways, pedestrian shopping streets, and bicycle lanes. Such a vision is already becoming a reality in many cities. That is where I wish to turn my attention next.